You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce.
How does the NFL have the guts to charge people full freight for that? When the bikes this year have two of them,
they have
right?
two.
They have two of those to make up for the fact that they don't get the 17th game,
right?
They don't get an extra home game.
Right.
I want to sue if I'm somebody. Your top 2.5 teams don't play, right? I mean, 31 guys don't play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. And then they put on a performance like that. And how do they get away with it? I don't know. What's wrong with you people? I saw, by the way, I left the ballpark at 8:30 and went and picked up some stuff at Murray's, and there were a lot of people downtown. I was glad to see the Viking crowd hung around, and they went down and drank. And
it was about, what, 8? I think I got up around 8:30 on Saturday morning to go golfing, and right on Main Street there, right in front of Stone Arts, there had to be numerous people with their, I'm sure, not just coffee in those tumblers, but they had their Vikings jerseys and Bloody Mary's mm-hmm. coffees ready to go at 8 a.m., man. They were back. They were ready
to
roll.
It was the big festive reopening of the Ziggy Dome with a full house, and then they do that to you? They were too. Did you go?
Yeah. Oh, I was there for the whole thing.
How was the crowd for the second half? Did a few people?
You know, the crowd actually for the entire game was not. It wasn't full, and there were a lot of Broncos jerseys.
Yeah,
there.
I saw a lot of Bronco fans downtown.
I did read that they were selling individual tickets to that game for $3 or $4.
Yes.
But you're right. The season ticket holders, I think, get charged for the freight.
Yeah, they do. You get the full price. Yeah, it's one 10 game package.
You know what, we are the next time that the league comes down with an edict of what it's going to do, which it will, we're going to 18 games.
Oh yeah.
And two preseason games.
Yeah.
And they'll justify it by saying we can't charge people for the crap that they were being charged for.
So now, assuming a semi good health for next week's game, which is home too, right?
Yes, Indianapolis.
Now we're going to get to see Kirk and the boys for that one, right? Because that's the only one that they'll actually play in, right?
Some teams, I guess, are planning to do that for the third and final preseason game.
Really?
Because, you know, they've lost one now.
That's what they used to
do. Yes, they used to play them in three and then...
But don't they... There's not a week off, is there?
I think there is.
The end of the exhibition?
Yeah, I think there is a week off.
Oh, well, then, okay. Then that makes
sense. So we might...
As long as you
might see more Jake Browning, baby.
As long as you get the week off. He was bad, huh? I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, well, the team was terrible. I mean, their backups just, you know...
Wow. Now the who got hurt? The kid returner, wide receiver who might have a chance.
Nuwangu, the kid from Iowa State, who's actually really fast.
Very fast.
Fun
guy
to watch. Yes. He got hurt in the opening kickoff.
He bad to blow out the knee.
Blew it out. They didn't seem too concerned, but they also could be lying about that.
Yeah, they could. So, but you know, it was all worth it to see Zim Crotchety.
Oh, it was great. It's great. Love Zim. Love preseason Zim.
His halftime interview was classic. we better appreciate that we have him.
Yeah.
Because if they don't at least go to the playoffs this year and maybe have to win a game, he's gone, and then we're going to get the pro version of PJ Fleck. We're going to get the guy who's not, he'd be, you know, Sky U Vikes, he'd say at halftime. He wouldn't, you wouldn't get any, the days of honesty and ripping your team will end the day Zim leaves, and we will have Rocco, PJ, that mold of guys, you know, that's not going to, because I'm sure... You know how much Brzezinski and Spielman hated the fact that Tice got along with the media?
Right.
That's got to drive them. That's got to drive them crazy when he doesn't adopt the message of, you know, things will be fine and blah blah blah.
And he's also taking not so veiled shots at the quarterback and at Spielman because he's clearly frustrated. This Arisaw thing is great because so he underwent last week what they termed minor core muscle surgery procedure to fix what they didn't fix the first time around. And did you see Zim's comment? So everyone else is like, oh, he could be back for week one. It's going to be good. Zim said, I was told this was fixed. And that's a shot at Spielman.
And the rumor is that he didn't want the tackle. He wanted another cornerback or what? He had to want a tackle. They had to.
But the point is, he wanted a guy to plug in at that tackle. And now he can't be plugged in, and it's going to be Rashad Hill, who is just a career backup.
Yes.
So Zim isn't wrong.
Who's also hurt, by the way.
Yeah. So Zim's not wrong here. It's just great that you get the candid, not-so-veiled shot.
Here's the other thing. You had two very high draft choices on Zim's beloved corners, and one of them you had to let go because he beat up his girlfriend, and the other one can't play. Dantzler, he can't play, right? He's Waswa Zerwanga. Dantzler.
He was bad on Saturday.
Well, everybody who knows football tells me he can't cover anybody.
But, yeah, I think Zim is very frustrated.
Yeah, because of that. But the thing is, I was saying this earlier today. The thing is, he was a bowl of milk and honey on Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the season. Yeah. I mean, he'd given him the speech. This is the each game. This is the year. Yep. This is your opportunity. And by Friday, everything around him had blown up. And I don't think he hates Cousins as a quarterback. You know, I think he thinks he's better than Case Keenum, which is why they spent all that money to get him. But he's got to drive him crazy when he's there talking about the quarterback room is too small. Yes. And I might put plexiglass around my head or something. I mean, that to Zim, that's got to be like, shut up and get ready to play. The idea that these guys aren't all in has got to drive him crazy.
Oh, 1,000%.
And the punter, is he still there?
He's still there, yeah.
He's an anti-vaxxer, you know.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Yes.
And he Tennessee
did,
boy.
And he did not hesitate to rip him on Saturday.
No, he didn't. What did he say?
His opening statement was a litany of screw-ups,
including
all by backups, until he got to the punter. He said something like, we had a terrible day punting
Yeah, right.
And then I said to him, was this a bad day for Colquitt or cause for concern? And he didn't hesitate. He said, it's cause for concern.
Yes, yeah. We're going to have a...
This is what I love about Zim. If you lob the pitch, he will hit it. Rocco will never hit the pitch.
Yeah. So if you ask a question that's not really a question but a statement,
yes.
But it's obvious,
and he wants to go with it.
Yes, right. You're giving it an opportunity, right?
And he wants to take. He's dying to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless somebody told me, there's nobody on the coaching staff who he had more of a bond with than Dennison. You know, I mean, he loves that. He was an old, crusty guy
100%.
That he could play off. And all of a sudden, he loses him because now all of a sudden his guy Dennison tells, well, I'm not going to get a vaccine. What?
Yep. And Kubiak retires.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's got Clint, who's 36.
Yeah, we don't know
he's
if Clint's
a kid,
any good.
But he's a kid to Mike. You know, Mike wants old, crusty guys.
Okay, I want you to answer this question. When you're what? One? You get a smallpox shot, and you get a diphtheria shot, and you get all kinds of stuff. Right?
Polio still, right?
Yeah, polio. God, you get that polio. That's very important.
Yes.
And when you go to school at 5 years old, you got to show them that you got all these vaccines.
Yep.
So why is this one going to have long-term effects? What are they reading? What are they being told? What is this? I know there's always been anti-vaxxers, but how many people send their kids to a goofy private school so they don't have to get vaccinated in the country? 10%? We got, 8%? We got 50%. We got 50%, including reasonable human beings that somehow they're reading some stuff or getting some information that makes this vaccine different than polio. You know, if you're not a vaxxer, if you're non-vaxxer, we shouldn't let you have a polio shot. We should say, nope, you can't have one.
I know.
You know?
I have no idea. I can't answer
by the
question.
Here's
no
the other thing. This thing, we're going to be getting these annually.
What's that?
These are going to be flu shots. You're going to have to get these annually.
Yeah.
This is not.
Well, these.
They're already telling us that if we got inoculated in February like we did, it's down to 50% effectiveness against the Delta, right?
Yes. And there's more variants coming.
Yes. So you're going to have to get a booster here pretty soon, which I can't wait. But you're going to have to do it every year. So you're going to have to, go to Walgreens and say, we got COVID shots in June here. So, sign up. Tell us you want one. Charge you $40,
Yep.
Let's go. But I don't get it. I just don't understand why this vaccine is threatening to the health of Colquitt, the punter.
Somewhere along the line, this one became purely political in some ways.
Yes, it did. Yes.
Where I don't think so polio was. I think that was a how do I not get polio?
I mean, it's obviously a right-wing thing, Trump supporters. But Trump didn't say, don't get vaccinated. Nope, he didn't.
He got vaccinated.
He got vaccinated.
And he took credit for it, by the way.
He got vaccinated, and he said, he was slow to get to the fact that this is bad, but I think if you're a hardcore Trumper and you get vaccinated, you're then walking away from the theory that the only reason he lost the election was COVID. This make believe flu that wasn't that serious, that the left wing media made into more than it was. So then I'm not going to get vaccinated. Because then I'm supporting the idea that Trump should have been more aggressive dealing with COVID, right?
Yeah, that must be it.
What's that have to do with your health? Get a shot, for God's sakes. I was very disappointed in my vaccinations. When you get a shot, you should feel it, shouldn't you? It should be like, ooh, ouch. This isn't even an ouch.
Shots don't really hurt that much.
No, I don't either. But you're saying a stick of needle. This one, you don't even know you had it.
Right.
They go, boop, okay, thanks. What? Is that it?
And you felt fine, right?
Yeah, I had no problem.
Because I had like eight hours of feeling crappy.
I thought when they poked me, this was the dull. The first thing was to numb the area. That was the shot.
Yep. But you know what? You're right. We are going to now, there's going to be enough variants off this that I think for the rest of my life this is going to be around.
So somebody was telling me about a crusty old guy that says, this is only D. It's Delta D, A, B, C, D variant. That's they're naming them like they're naming the alpha, the deltas.
And they're picking
deltas. This is only D.
And they're picking corporate names.
Is we got the whole Delta when you're spelling phonetically, Delta is D, and this
guy, it's like when cops are going through a license plate.
That's where the Delta comes from.
Alpha.
It's the fourth variant.
Oh,
and so there's probably going to be 20. They got room for 21 more, right? 22 more.
So it's
right?
Z, will it just stop?
I don't know.
That's it. We're out.
No, it'd be like hurricanes. We got we've got Hurricane Grace perhaps on the way. We've had to have a grace before, right? I think we're recycling.
You've got to be so happy not to have your place right now in Florida.
Beyond beyond the fact that everybody down there has the Delta variant,
shockingly,
is the fact that the tropical storms are they just had one. They had 5 inches. They're going to get 5 inches. The mighty Mussels may not play for a month. The rain. I looked. At
I
the
saw
rain
they just
forecast.
Kept canceling games.
I looked for the rain forecast. There's just the tropical storm came in first, and now there's a hurricane behind it. So I'm glad to be out. I am glad to be out. That's for sure. But anyway, there's the kicker made both of them, though. That was too bad.
The kicker made both of them.
That was too bad. Too bad he didn't shank, at least. But one was like 28 yards, right?
Yeah, it was like 34 and 26 or 28. But the problem is the punter is the holder for the kicker. So as soon as they jettison the punter,
we gotta get
the new guy who's holding going to screw it up.
Yeah, you're going to get some 28-year-old.
And then Zim's going to release him, or he's going to release the long snapper. We're going to the special team cycle will never end.
No, it will not. No, it will not. I told somebody this. Wouldn't you like to have, I got to think, before you get hardcore meetings, they mostly do their film, their review on Sunday night, and then they go home and show up again Monday. And I got to think there's a room where all the coaches gather, and they all have a cup of coffee. And wouldn't you like to walk in there with a cup of coffee and look at the paper and have the paper with you and say, geez, that Daniel Carlson made three more from over 40, 48, 52, and 56.
Not if I wanted to live, I wouldn't.
That is, to me, when Zim's time here is done, you're going to say, put Zim's career in one sentence. He released the best kicker in the NFL after two games.
Yep.
Asked
said, did you watch the game?
Yes.
When Chris Thompson said, so can you tell us why he released it? Did you watch the game?
Thompson is aggressive as hell for the St. Paul paper. I'll give him crazy. But he drives him nuts, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
he'll ask anything.
Because he'll ask questions that Zim doesn't. Yes.
Yeah. He'll, and he don't care.
Thomas, he's a good reporter.
Yeah, he'll say anything, and Zim will. And apparently, somebody was telling me, I haven't been to that many, but Zim will blow off the first answer, so he'll figure out a way to ask the same question again, right?
He'll try and get the answer.
His own Delta variant of the question, right?
But yeah, Surly Zim is so much fun. And you are right. When you watch Rocco, right? Rocco is so boring.
Yes. I had my long 100-minute interview with TK on...
That was a marvelous column.
Oh, thank you.
Great
but
column.
But it was more a conversation than a, interview.
Right.
Just whatever came up.
Right.
We talked about Junior and then other stuff. But it's... It is when you get a guy, and he was like that when he managed, if you had a conversation with him, that if you get a guy who actually answers the questions, they are so rare now that, I feel sorry. I was thinking about this today. I feel sorry for the generations that have followed me and you were in the next generation, that they're going to spend the rest of their life getting pablum than not getting to know the athletes, really. Not, unless you're Kenny Rosenthal or Buster Olney doing on a TV, and, then you got the TV thing going for you, and then you can go interview a guy. But the rest of us, the idea of getting to develop a semi-relationship with a Gopher basketball player or something like that, those days are over.
Mm-hmm.
We used to stand there and, Willie Burton, I see Willie, and Willie, hey, what's up, you talk to Willie in the hotel lobby when he was waiting for the bus. And now you get two guys at a podium after the game for 8 minutes, neither of whom is going to answer a question because you got 12, 14, 15 people sitting there waiting. I mean, it's the people that blah, 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 people don't care. Well, you got to know teams to a degree through us. You got to know
absolutely.
The 89-90 Gophers. You got to know them through us. You got to know the 97 Gophers. Now, you would have gotten them through TV because they made it to the Final Four and all that. You got to know them through, because we knew them and we could tell you what kind of guys they were. And I've been trying to get Andries, the offensive lineman for the Gophers, because there's a column I want to write. And so last week it was, he was only available this one time. So tomorrow, or tonight, they have an access. So I texted Rovnik, who's not his fault, and I said, can I get Andries after that? Can I go over there and get Andries? He's not scheduled to be interviewed tonight. So now the interviews are scheduled by the team.
Yes, this is how we've gone.
Not by who reporters want to talk to.
Correct. Yep.
Which is utterly makes us utterly useless. If you can't get, you know, I can see, okay, you can't get the guy three times this week or something. You can't. I can see that. But, okay, hey, we got an interview. They're all going to be practicing. We got an interview session, and somebody wants to talk to Andries.
Mm-hmm.
He's not scheduled to talk. Why don't we ask who we might want to talk to? What happened to those days?
It's completely changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The Vikings now have a schedule of most of their key players go to the podium on different days.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't go to the podium, it's not like the old days where you can just grab them.
Yeah.
So the first day that Mon came back from COVID, he was going to talk, and then they changed it to the next day after that. So the day that he finally came back, you couldn't just grab him and talk to him.
Okay. And the other thing is the locker room's not open yet.
Post game, it's not. Yeah. Too.
Oh, it's
they,
not.
They brought
open.
Guys out. They brought Mond and Browning and a few players and Zimmer out to the podium on Saturday after that game.
So it's not even bringing them to the hallway or something where four guys can talk to them.
They're at a table, and you're asking questions from the gallery.
Really?
And that's the NFL, and I don't think that's going to change for a while.
No. No, they love this.
It's two
teams love this.
Yes,
they can
because their
they can control the whole
content
message.
And their content providers still can get at the players and the coaches. Mm-hmm. So they're already trying to push you to their website and all of that.
Okay,
this furthers that.
But doesn't enough of the public is smart to know that what you're reading at Vikings.com. is not going to be an accurate assessment of 33-6.
Correct.
Right?
But they don't.
Do they know this?
They know it, but they don't care because they know the public is still going to watch the games.
Sure.
Go to their site, buy the gear, buy all their stuff.
You and I talked about this last week, though. It was amazing to hear Smalley and Dick ripping their fielding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, somebody had given them from BSN had given them a free pass, or Dave St. Peter stopped by and said, you know, yeah, when we play terrible, where people are making fun of us because we don't ever tell the truth when we're playing terrible. And so you got permission to now say, the fielding stinks, you know. and it was like, what am I listening to here? Or it's just reached the point of frustration for poor Dick, who's stuck at Target Field. We're on the road. Why? Now they played good the last 10 days, for the most part. But he just can't do it anymore. He just can't say, when they bubble it around and kick away a ball game, he's got to say something. He can't help it.
This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this fall, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but seven of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason to match your specific situation, including zip code, with the possible best insurance company for you. This is done for you every year because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience is working throughout Minnesota. It provides thousands of Canopy Group clients a piece of mind knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.
Yeah, you'd like to think so more often than he currently does too, but this team was playing so poorly at some point. I think it's just a joke when you're still trying to tell us coming up next on
the BSN.
Yeah, BSN is a breakdown of a great bunt by Polanco or something.
The best radio broadcast. Once in a while, on a Saturday, I'll be in the car and I've listened to MLB Network because they'll have a game on. And a lot of times it's Toronto for some reason, and they were good. They had a good crew. But sometimes it's Tampa. Mm-hmm. And Tampa's play-by-play guy, and I don't even know who it is, his color guy, they'll, you know, like they would have disemboweled them for this thing the other day, 12-0 game. They'll rip the hell out of it. They got the most amazing team in baseball, and they'll say, he hasn't driven in a run in 8 days, and blah, blah. He's had three errors in the last four games. I love the guy, whoever he is, but it's yep. he gets miffed and tells the truth. Old time.
And Provis and Gladden will go much closer to that than Dick and the BSN color guy that they use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someday.
Molly was really, I heard Molly on the radio.
Friday and Saturday.
And Saturday. I love Molly. He was very, really good.
He should be, I would pay him a lot to be the permanent TV color guy. He's great.
You know, I don't think people appreciate the admiration Kelly has for Molitor beyond a player. But, you know, he told me that in 01, he wasn't sure that it was Gardy that was going to get the job. He thought Gardy deserved it because he'd put in the time, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But he thought there was a chance that Molitor would be named the manager then, and because he'd been his bench coach he didn't ever consult to a bench coach, but they didn't know what title to give Molly, so they made him the bench coach. But but as a baseball savant,
yes,
one talking to the other, he sees Molly as a, and he told me this. He said, Paul, one of the things he told Paul was, Paul, you have to lower your you have to approach it from a lower point of vision.
Like people are dumber than you.
He said, Paul.
Yep.
When here's you when it comes to knowledge and talent.
Yep.
Here's you. This is you. And then this is all the other really good players. And then he moved his hand down a foot.
In the middle,
He said, and these are really good players, but you're still here and they're here. And he said, and then the rest of them are down here. And he put his hand down by his waist. And he said, I said, Paul, you can't think that these guys down here are going to be way up here with you. And Molly told me, I was talking to him Friday night or Saturday night. And he said, just from TK, well, first of all, when he was coaching for TK, but then later when he was the manager, from TK being down there in spring training and walking by and saying, hey, you know, it was never do this. It was, I saw this today, and Molly says he's got 10 pages of notes that he's kept.
Really?
Yeah. basically not the wit and wisdom, because there's not much wit there,
right?
But the wisdom of Casey was ever to manage again or something, which he's not going to do. But it's
so Paul was on the game on radio Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm driving home from the Vikings, and here's like the type of stuff he sees that I wouldn't think of in 1,000 years.
Yeah.
There's a high pop up, and the Tampa Bay pitcher stands on the mound to direct the traffic, and he's basically going to stand there until somebody clearly definitively gets the ball.
Yeah. Anyway, which used to be the way it was done.
So Paul says, "Yeah, you know, I noticed there that when the third baseman came in, they left third base unoccupied just a bit too long. So if the ball was to drop, but it's like." It is a routine pop-up.
Yes. Yeah.
And you see...
The shortstop's got to get over there.
But the fact that
probably because the shortstop's in shift position and says, I'm not going to run way over there. You know?
But it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Like, he looked for something that, in my watching baseball, I wouldn't think in 1,000 years to look for.
I remember he won a game for him in 96, and the ball, got away from the catcher 8 feet, you know? But it was in the dirt, and he was halfway home by the time, I mean, two-thirds of the way home by the time the guy got his ball. And I thought, because he knew that it was going to go 8-9 feet. He knew the ball was going to, sometimes you see the ball there and you don't know how far it's going to go.
Sure.
But he scored on that, and I remember saying, he's the only guy on the team probably in 90, maybe not one, but he's the only guy on the team that would have went. But... He also, you never saw him be out on that play either. He went when he had he was 38 and the best base runner I'd ever seen, because I saw him. You never fully appreciated him because you'd see him with the Brewers 6 times a year, right?
Right.
But he was the best base runner I ever saw. His instincts for the game were just, probably played 100 days every year in the Oxford playground and Jimmy Lee everything. But still,
to see the things that he sees and identify them.
Yeah.
The majority of people don't do.
Yeah. One of my favorite things with TK was talking about his neighbor, Pete. He got Pete on this side. Pete's a canine officer.
Yeah.
So I think he's retired now, but he had the dog in the house and then the yard. And he had the police chief from Maplewood on the other side of him, so security was pretty good, at his little house out there in Maplewood. But Pete came to him a month ago or 6 weeks ago and said, "Tom, this team can't hit. They're driving me crazy. They can't hit." Tom said, "Pete, don't worry about the hitting. Hitting's not a problem. Hitting's fine. It's pitching, Pete. It's just pitching. If they start to pitch, that'll fix the hitting." He said, "Nah, Tom, you're wrong, Tom. They got a hit." He said, "Tom, now Pete, it's pitching. That's what we worry about, Pete. That's what we worry about, Pete. Pitching, you ask him. Geez, you were so good, 87-92, and then you were so bad for 8 years. Yeah. Pitching." Okay. He's right. You can't pitch, can't win, because they never were able to. They had all these phenoms that, just like this collection, that were going to be the next wave, and the next wave couldn't pitch.
Yep.
When the next wave can't pitch,
you're screwed.
You're in trouble. Yeah. So anyway, but boy, they had to be depressed when 21,000 people showed up on a gorgeous Saturday night.
And Sunday wasn't.
Sunday wasn't good either.
Sunday wasn't good
And this
either.
Is always when people have. This is when they've always drawn, the middle of August.
And the weather could not have
gorgeous.
Been better.
I think their biggest crowd was Friday because they shoot off fireworks, right? 23,000 or something. But they cannot get. They cannot get over 20, announcing over 23. And it's usually 17 to 23. I was thinking part of it might be the crowd, the fans for whom this is their life, this was their celebration, are the same people who don't want to go downtown. you know, they're 60 years old now, and right?
Yeah, that could definitely be part of it.
They don't want to go downtown. Yeah. Or they don't like the fact George Floyd's on the, you know, I get those emails too. You know, I'm never going to another game.
Pat, what's the season ticket base going to be for 2022? Because they're announcing right now based off of that base,
yeah,
I'm sure.
And I'm sure they're down to about 8 now, because they were, in 19, they were, I think, still hanging in there, a little over 10.
Yep.
But who's going to renew?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It's,
and not just people, but companies as well.
They got to be in a panic, man, because you can still blame part of this season on the pandemic and blah, 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 it was close to embarrassing when they had those guys walk all the way in from left field. You know, poor Bob Gebhardt, he's had 3 back surgeries. He could barely move, and he walked in, and Jerry Bell walked in, and Tony limped on in with his bad knees, and they were waving, and there were maybe 16,000 people in the ballpark when they were walking in, you know, at 6:10, because there was, you could see people were still coming in and out in right field. But wow, I didn't think they'd get 30, but I thought they'd get high 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are hurting for certain. The sport's hurting, they're hurting. You know, actually, you look at the Rays playing here for 3 days and you say, I don't get it.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I don't get it. They're 6. They were 6 games ahead when the weekend started.
I know.
6 games in front in the best division around. Yeah.
I know.
It's
that record and that roster don't mix.
Just like the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants.
But you're right.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux Community.
Yeah,
I mean, the Rays are as nondescript as, you know, a Seattle.
Well, the other day they started a guy named Rasmussen, and it was kind of a glorified opener. So go as long as you can. And then 3 other guys, you've never heard of it. They threw 4 darts at the wall and pitched a 2-hitter. You know? Yeah. Against, who was it? Boston? Who'd they play before they came here?
I think it was Boston.
I heard this on a telecast last week. The Orioles have been swept 13 times, they said. So I looked it up. They've now been swept 15 times. Only one of those is 2 games. The other 14, they've been swept in either a 3 or 4-game series 14 times.
Wow.
That's the rottenest Viking Twins teams ever. I doubt if they were swept 14 times.
You know, that's a good baseball town, too. That is sad that they've been this pathetic for this long.
Yeah, they're drawing 9 or 10,000.
Yeah, I know, to a great old ballpark, but that is really, really sad.
Yeah, it is. Oh, God, it's been how long? Buck had them in the playoffs, what, about 8 years ago, maybe? Yep.
They're in the ALCS in 2016, I think, 2014-16.
Was it 16?
Mm-hmm. I believe they were, or 14. 14 for sure. It was Royals and Orioles.
Buck was a miracle worker there for a while, and then,
But you can't.
When it went bad, it's been brutal. But the Nationals and the Cubs are both happy. They accomplished what they wanted. Nats have lost 7 in a row. Cubs have lost 10 in a row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Cubs are the Cubs. Purposely.
Proudly losing.
Yes, yes.
Arrieta, by the way, is going to sign with the Padres. How can they be that hard up?
Because they didn't trade for anybody at the deadline for starting pitching, which was ridiculous. Everyone thought that they were going to. They definitely talked to the Twins about Barrios, and then, Pat, they got nobody, and the problem, too, bunch of starters hurt, and Snell has been a disaster.
He did pitch a good game last week. He went 7 and
not the last.
Yeah,
start before last.
But yeah, he has not been good.
Yeah.
So is that Dallas Braden now?
Yeah, Dallas Braden's now a
he doesn't feel,
media celebrity.
He doesn't feel silly with the beard.
No, no, he's a media celebrity. He's probably making a lot of money.
Wacky. He should be on a morning FM radio show. He should be, right? With glasses like
that. Yeah, he used to do some barstool stuff. I'm not sure if he still does or not, but he was doing barstool stuff. So that was wacky.
You think baseball is going to pull off the...
No.
The streaming on Barstool,
no, not
the
now.
Sexism might...
I think that the...
People are going to investigate the... they're going to be afraid that Portnoy's going to say, oh, look at the chest on that lady down there in the third base seat.
I think they floated that purposely through the post to see what the reaction was, and after they got the reaction, said, we ain't doing this.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to save the game go on Barstool Sports for a week,
No.
I don't think
you have to worry about it now, though. I don't think they're going to do it, so.
No. Vikes, it feels like 2010, but it's too early to say that, I guess.
Yeah, and
it's
they sat everybody on Saturday. Well, and the reserves weren't bad.
Was that the philosophy when they had four exhibitions the first game?
No, Kirk always used to play the first. They play the first team. They used to play the first team the first series or so.
Because he hadn't had enough practice.
Well, I think because they don't have the fourth game, and plus, I think what coaches saw was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
No exhibition games, and they started the season and they weren't great, but they were okay. And
but,
so
I think
you'll play them one game. Part of one game.
I think you have a combo.
Well, we're going to 18 games, so don't worry about it.
I think you have a requirement to give your home fans someone they've ever heard of, though, right? I mean,
I don't know that Zim's not so pissed off at his bosses these days that he didn't think to himself, screw them.
Wow. It's like playing Louisiana Monroe or something over here and charging full price.
You know? They shouldn't. If you have season tickets, the one option that you should have is those games.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to buy those.
No.
They're gouging you enough.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And if you want to buy them and donate them to your company, that's fine. But you shouldn't have to buy those games.
It used to be the early Christmas present to the nephews. Where give the exhibition games.
The old days.
Or they'd look at the worst home game, and they'd the nephews were never getting a Packer game. I'll tell you.
Oh, hell no!
Whoever came in. Yeah,
if the Bengals came in, they get the Bengals.
But didn't Trey Lance played quite a bit, and Justin Fields played, right?
Yep, he played. So Dalton started, Fields played, Lance played. The kid with the Jets.
So is there any possibility the Lions could be decent? Do they have some? Who's coaching now?
Dan Campbell.
Oh, the crazy guy.
Didn't you see what he did on Friday? The day of their first preseason game, Dan Campbell decided to gas the head athletic trainer from his team. He decided it wasn't working.
What?
So the day of the
had the guy been there a while?
Yeah, when he was there, he was in charge. Like, he knows where all the bodies are buried, all the secrets. So instead of getting the job, like Chili did, and just firing people, Dan Campbell
waited.
Allowed this guy to start and
so
then fired him.
Did he tell him that?
I've never seen this before.
Did he tell him that somebody couldn't play that? Campbell wanted a guy to play.
I think he's certifiable, and yes, that's my guess.
Oh, man.
Or God, too many guys.
Huh?
Or a bunch of guys.
Too many guys on the injured list.
But my guess is that he told him, hey, X, Y, and Z shouldn't play.
Yeah.
And Dan Campbell said, we're biting kneecaps off.
Yeah, right. How do they do it? They just managed to never hire the right. Well, who was the poor guy that went 0-16?
Schwartz?
No, the defensive coordinator.
Oh, Mariucci?
Marinelli.
Rod Marinelli. Yeah.
I was looking up that year.
Oh, he was a beaut.
Which year was I looking up? I ran across a Viking year where one of our flop years was like 8-8 or something. And you looked it up, and that was the year the Lions lost them all or some damn thing. What a division that was. Was it 2000? Maybe it was 2010.
Yeah.
Was the Lions? I think it was. Lions lost them all.
Right? 0-16.
08 was 08 was their 0-16.
Oh, okay.
Year.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I guess I was looking up. I was looking up 08 because of because I wanted to see what Chili's record was his second season. That's right. And they were, and I said, well, okay. There's two that don't count. Two wins that don't count when you're 0-16.
Don't tell Ticey that from his ears.
Because Chili sneaked into the playoffs that year, 10-6 or something, right?
He first got to play, yes.
And then they got beat by, who beat
Philadelphia.
Billy.
Here.
Reed came here. Yep.
Yep.
Tavares threw
an out route to
Asante Samuel.
Asante Samuel.
Which looked a lot like the Jake Browning pickoff for a pick six that Patrick Surtain the second had on Saturday.
Asante was wide open on that play,
yes,
though.
He was
right
there.
Well, the problem is when
there.
when you look at the guy, and Browning did the same thing, when you stare your receiver down for long enough, I think the cornerbacks pick up on the fact the ball's probably coming that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Mond is he's an athlete, right?
Yes.
He's more of an athlete
he's
than
an
a
athlete.
Quarterback. Right?
Yes, and he is a little bit slow on what you need him to be fast on, which is the reads and the actual speed.
You know, I love fans, though, man. We got our replace. He's the replacement in waiting for Kirk Cousins. How do you know? You haven't seen him.
All hope, Pat. No. It's all based on hope.
I know. Let's.
And you know what? Zim don't care. No. Zim's like, if he's got to play, I'm fired.
Well, that was Zim didn't want to draft him, right? Zim wanted a defensive back.
I'm sure he did. Yeah.
That was a third rounder, right?
Yes. Mind. Yes. One of two third round picks.
We were ready to declare him the second coming of Gino Toretta.
So you'll love this. So post game, after the game on Saturday, Zim says something about. Was asked about Mond. He said, yeah, he's sort of a quiet guy, too. You know, he doesn't really take control or something. Mond comes in after Zim and says, where do you think that from? Why do you think that? I'm not that quiet. It's just.
Oh, really?
Zim does. Zim and quarterbacks might be one of the. Zim and kickers and Zim and quarterbacks.
Punters. Now punters. He's very happy. Last year it was the punt returners because they kept dropping them.
Oh, my God, were they bad.
Who's our punt returner now?
KJ Osborne.
We're giving KJ another chance, right?
Get another chance. Amir Abdullah.
KJ's going to play quite a bit at receiver.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah, because Dede Westbrook still hasn't practiced.
What's that injury?
ACL from last year.
Wow.
They knew this when they signed him.
Okay.
We just all again assumed, oh, he's coming back soon.
Oh, he's right. We
assume so much.
Assumptions, yes. Man.
We do. We always, Viking fans assume the best.
Yeah.
Who was going to Brock Lesnar and who was going to be? Who was he going to be alongside? Was it
when Lesnar was on?
When Lesnar was there?
Who was alongside
training
him?
Camp? Who was going to be the other tackle? Kevin Williams?
Yeah, probably.
Kevin. This was going to be the greatest tandem in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar was going to be like body slamming people.
Yep,
and you were saying.
You know who I blame?
You know what he's got going for him? He's big. That's it.
You know who I blame? Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the media's fault. Yeah. We're the ones that get you all excited.
Yep.
Yes. We do.
And then Zim comes out and says, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Well, but that makes Zim a little different than the next guy. He's gonna.
Oh, yeah. The next guy.
The next guy is going to be a cheerleader, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll be hired purposely. Based on that.
You don't know anybody who went to the Gopher practice, do you, last week?
You know, no, I don't, because Chip didn't. I don't think Chip went.
And supposedly PJ was mic'd up for the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of acronyms and a lot of slogans being bellowed out during the action. I had hope for him. I thought he was becoming less of a lunatic and more of a actual coach. But it's still, what can I do to promote PJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still, I'm the star of this team, and, you know, these other guys are just, you know, they're just here. So,
mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen too many announcements on who's making money either, have we? Tanner Morgan's got a little something going, and
I don't know.
He's
the only one I've seen, because he tried to take the offensive lineman to an event and get them some cash as well, just to help him out, but I haven't seen if any other like skill position.
What's
guys
with the running back, man? He's got a chance to be All American. Let's give him a couple of bucks. Come on, let's go here.
Now, if I'm a booster, can I not pay guys?
Well, you can if you own a company or something.
To do nothing.
You can't just come and...
Like, can they sign three footballs and I give them $30,000?
I think so. Well, I don't know how much you just probably...
$10,000 a football?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but I'm saying,
suppose,
like, what's
yeah,
the...
you're right.
Like, what can I get busted for?
I think you could probably... Can you give a guy a car?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I drive. Can you get?
But I mean, I'd like to do that.
Can you get a picture of a guy and have him put it on his Twitter account? Of, I got my Oldsmobile at Klein Oldsmobile in St. Cloud.
Yep.
You know,
and it lasted 2 weeks before he totaled it.
We are not too far from back to school time. Always an exciting and busy time of the year, finding classes, figuring out schedules, and parents helping college-bound children with everything from expenses to housing to transportation. Here's a suggestion to make campus life a lot easier for the younger scholar in your life. A Bintelli scooter from EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Bintelli scooters are the fun, economical way to get around campus and town. They can be parked like a bicycle, so no need to worry about finding parking spaces or paying pricey parking fees. Bintelli scooters were created to offer the highest quality at the most affordable prices. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year with EcoFund's back-to-school sale on Bintelli scooters starting at just $10.99. Looking for greener transportation solutions? EcoFund also carries a full line of lightweight, dependable electric Bintelli bicycles. EcoFund, specializing in economical, fun transportation at prices for everyone's budget. Check out the back-to-school sale now at EcoFund Motorsports Forest Lake. Online at EcoFundMotorsports.com.
Bill Musselman would have been the greatest coach in basket in the history of college sports
Musty.
If you could have done this. You know, all our scandals of the past are just
poor Clem.
Wiped out.
Poor,
everybody, Clem.
Poor
yeah.
Clem. Clem got busted for what? A little paper on menstruation, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it was very instructive for these guys to, you know, when they got into their relationships, they could realize that the gals were going through what they were going through. They learned.
But I'd like to know what the rules are.
Now,
like, can you just
know.
Give?
I don't know.
Can you just give a guy
I gotta
something
think
and say,
the NCAA has basically folded her up. Although, who did they?
But they're still occasionally doing things.
Who did they? Was it TCU or who was it?
When?
Yeah, just last week. They basically, they put some school on probation, but it doesn't mean they can't go to the tournament.
Then who cares?
Oklahoma State or somebody like
Did they
that, one of those.
Lose scholarships?
Yeah, I think they lost a couple of scholarships, but they didn't.
How can they, with a straight face, penalize anybody? Short of committing a crime.
When the Alabama quarterback, who hasn't played yet and might not be the starter, has got $1 million.
Yeah, which, by the way, if he's good, is fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But just go away. Mm-hmm. If you're the NCAA, just be quiet.
Yes, that is true.
That's hey, last thing, TK and his son, that was a big part of your column and was really sad. So they don't know how he died.
According to TK, it says unknown on the gift certificate, on the death certificate. They haven't.
Wow.
They haven't been told. I don't know if there was, you know, they haven't been told. He said it was the middle of the pandemic. Half the coroners weren't working, and the other it was crowded.
COVID. But still, that's
and they waited. Wow. They waited a few days, and then they cremated him. So I don't know how long the body was down there before. So they didn't, you know, there's no official.
But he's what, 42 or something?
42.
I mean, that's a
there's
kid
no official,
still.
Unmarried and, you know, and had a lot of buddies and played golf with the Walsh, the Hill Murray Walshes, not the Cretan Walshes. There's difference, but those were like his second family and really close. There was all kinds of them at the funeral. And, it just, you know. Who knows? Could have been an embolism, but they don't
right.
know. They don't know. So,
but still, I mean, that is it's awful.
Yeah, it is. He was. He's got a grandkid now. His daughter had a little Anna. She's a little black haired girl. So she was in the front row there at the service. On, you know, who really bothered me this weekend? Rick Aguilera.
Why is that?
He looks as good now as he did 30 years ago.
Really?
He's like flat chested.
That's not fair.
The only thing is he's got little really distinctive gray hair in his black hair, which just makes him look better.
I was going to say, you look better.
Flat stomach. He could pitch today. Just, you know, he was always the most handsome guy on the team. And now you see all these other guys limping around and walking around, and he's striding around just looking great, man. He looks like he could pitch.
So
it's amazing. I'm very, you know, I said to him, I said, come on, put a few on.
Yeah, put some weight, put some weight on, get the gut going.
Eat a donut. Come on, let's go here. So.
Exactly. So who didn't show? Nobby?
Nobby, no show. Shane Mack never comes. I don't know what that's about. I mean, they all love Shane, but he's just not into this kind of stuff. Beyond that, Gardy wasn't there. Now, who knows what's going on with him? But, you know, he might have been down in Oklahoma visiting the grandkid or something.
And he's been back so much.
Yeah, he didn't come back. And, yeah, he wasn't there. And, you know, but they had 24 players, I should see, something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yep. The big train was there.
Now, is he pitching coach somewhere as well still
Cleveland.
Or no?
Yeah, okay, he's back in Cleveland.
That's what I thought.
He's back in Cleveland. He's been, he was in Cleveland. He went to
Boston.
Boston got run out of Boston, right?
A lot of people do.
And then he would go, then Francona brought him back to Cleveland.
Interesting. Okay.
Great guy. He wouldn't be the big train without me and Tappany, though, damn it.
What was Tapp's role?
Tapp, when we were in the clubhouse, I was on a road trip to Detroit.
Yep.
91 team had started off 2-9.
Mm-hmm.
They were like 4-12 when they got Willis, something like that. And now they had that, 15 in a row? And
yes.
24 out of 26 or something.
Started in May, right?
And, yeah, I mean, it was just incredible. And the Detroit clubhouse was the size of this room, you know, and everybody was in there. And Tappany looked over to me and said, hey, Carl's over here tooting his own horn. He's he was a character, and he said, you know, you guys, I turned this team around, you know, that you guys stunk and then I got here. And he says, he's tooting his own horn. And then he went, doot, doot. You know, he grabbed a train whistle. Tappany.
Oh, Tappany. Okay.
Tappany. Toot, toot.
Yep.
And I walked over and I said, the train. He's the train. He says, yeah. And then I said, the big train. We'll call him the big train.
And that's how
we started calling him that. So I started referring to him as the big train.
Wow.
And he's, you know, but Tapp was a low-key, great agitator.
Mm-hmm.
was the source of it. But I then went with, I said, he's the train. And then he became the big train.
Wow.
And now I believe on Baseball Reference, they listed his nickname, the big train. Somebody told me that he was in the Cleveland bullpen down there and looked up and he said, guys, you see that fat guy up there, right there? He says, that's where it all started, the legend of the big train.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Well, he was a crazy guy. This is a podcast, right?
Yes.
But he once told Leonard McKenzie, the internist for the Twins, that he was considering, after he was done with baseball, that he was going to a medical career so he could give himself the examinations. Because he didn't like those guys with wide fingers like that.
Oh, God.
He was, you know, so that's, you know, that's podcast-only material.
Yes,
so,
yeah. Yes,
but he was a funny guy. He was a character. And, you know, turned his career around and people saying, boy, he had good sync. He would not have passed the glove
inspections. He couldn't have been past the umpire?
He promised the glove inspections. And then he, you know, the word got out that he was cheating. So then he did all the, he was like Gaylord Perry. He grabbed his hat and to make everybody paranoid.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he had they couldn't have won it without him because he helped fix that bullpen.
Absolutely.
It was amazing.
All right.
All righty. Corey Koski, 7:30, August 27th. Loretta Larks, they got a pass and bye in the first round. They won their region.
Is Koski going to play?
Yeah, he's playing. He played again this weekend.
Wow, I thought that was a one-time thing.
Corey Koski, Larks. Loretta Larks will be playing the winner of Richmond and Dumont at the Great Chaska Athletic Field.
Oh, yeah.
7:30.
If it doesn't flood.
7:30 a week from Friday. Well, it's not flooding this year. It'll have to be a lot of rain to flood this year.
Very
true. Think,
very
as
true.
Low as the river is.
All right.
All right. We'll see you.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.